to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio. Turn it on, turn it.
Hello, everyone. This is John Ainsworth on Welcome to RBN. I think LB's supposed to be on. I'm anticipating him coming on the air here. This is Thursday. This is John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. I want to thank everyone for being on with us today. We're going to have LB on here very, very shortly. I see he's trying to call me in right now. But I'm a little bit of a loss here. I just wasn't anticipating being a primary guest or host here. But again, just welcome everyone for being here on National Intel Report. This is Thursday. This is John Stadtmiller's program. And again, with it being Thursday, we have our roundtable of John Ainsworth one weekend, one Thursday, Ed Waller on one Thursday, Desi Andrews, and L.B. Bork. LB, have you come on board with us yet? Apparently not. The topic that we'd like to discuss here on Thursdays is the freedom and how we get it back. One of the big issues we have in this country is we know that we've lost all of our rights out there. And there's just a plethora of people. Everyone's trying to figure out how we lost them. And this Thursday is where people who feel they have remedies and solutions get together. We put the word out of what we understand the issues to be. And we ask for you guys to give us a little bit of input of what you believe is going on in this country and what the problems are in this country. excuse me. If you're familiar with myself, one of the issues that I believe is that this nation went wrong with the Reconstruction Act. I know L.B. Bork deals with the 14th Amendment, which is what the Reconstruction Act is all about. And then we have Ed Waller. I know they believe that through the Social Security Act and the reorganization of the District of Columbia in 1871 that we ended up the states went away. They created a composite state, and we access that federal composite state through our Social Security number. So we've got all sorts of different issues here, and we're here to try to figure out where the truth lies, and we're looking for you guys to call in and talk with us. Talk to you guys after this break.
We The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Everyone here on National Blue Child Report. This is Thursday. This is the day we try to figure out how we get our nation back, how we get it back in the hands of the people. After a little bit of a rough start, we've got our host back here. We had a little technical difficulty where we lost him. LB, welcome to your own show.
Oh, thank you, sir. I wouldn't have been, you know, I wouldn't have said that. I can't even talk. I'm all nervous, too. I would not have wanted to be in that position.
Yeah, that's okay. What's going to be the topic today, man? What are we talking about?
I think we should talk about the nature of Thursday shows is to educate, one, okay, then two, to get our state governments back. And I think most people, after listening to you for about a year and other issues that have gone on, I think they gather that's what we're after. There's some people out there, which I bought into this, you know, several years ago when I first started to, you know, come up with remedies. I thought that the de facto state could, or the disenfranchised citizens could live in harmony with the de facto state. But as we're seeing, there's such an acceleration of the New World Order program that I know that to be not true. So what we have to do is get our states back, and, you know, we have to really work on that. So I think what we should do is go over the issues of why you can't really call yourself a state citizen this hour, and then next hour get into organization of the state nationals programs.
Okay, yeah,
in the different states.
Hey, you know, one other thing, it kind of struck a chord with me when you were talking there of what you originally thought and then other conclusions you came up to. In this movement, people always, our position is always changing as we hopefully see a better a remedy, because we don't know everything. We're average Americans who are just put into this mess, and we see there's a problem. And everyone tries to muddle their way through. So there's a lot of people out there with very good intentions trying to find out what the problem is. But we've got to get out of just wallowing in what's the problem and wallowing in the therapy of going to so-called, you know, patriot meetings or meetings to where people just, you know, complain about what's going on. And they talk about the latest patriot argument out there. We need to refine our argument of what the real issues are, and I think the general consensus out there is there's a difference between a federal citizen or a national citizen and a state citizen. And this is where it lies. When we take on this U.S. citizenship status, we've lost all of our rights. We don't participate in the Bill of Rights. We don't have states' rights. We don't have anything. And I think that's a general foundation everyone's on, but that leads us to, well, if you don't want to be that, what do we want to be? And I guess this gets into the topic we're going to talk about this first hour of, I want to be a state citizen. Well, what does that mean, and can you actually do it? Is the direction you're going in? And because we've been hearing people say that for years, right?
Correct.
I'm not a U.S. citizen, I'm a state citizen.
What's
wrong with that? Why can't they do that?
Right. I want to give another Red Amendment away today. That's the book I had written after I determined what the problems were. It came out in 1999. I'm rewriting a new edition. It'll be out soon. You can go up on the PAC website and look for it. But the question is, you know, if anyone studied enough, they know that a citizen has political rights. So if you're calling yourself a citizen, what is the problem of calling yourself a state citizen with the 14th Amendment being in place or this new government? And there's one, you know, it's a simple answer. And the first one to call in to tell us that, you know, get a free Red Amendment.
I can't answer that one.
No, yeah, you can. You just get no book, though, okay? You can't participate in this this question. Anyway, yeah, that's something that's, you know, plagued me for a long time, and that's why I came up with the state nationality issue. And it's all in the United States Code. I know that you and I have discussed about this government, this de facto government, wearing two hats, so to speak. And they are doing it, but can they really do it? And it gets down to the question that we are posing today. Why can't you be a state citizen in this, you know, with the 14th Amendment in place? And it's very easy and simple. Yeah.
Well, and again, I think there's a lot of people who want to be state citizens, but there's, again, it gets to the issue of my personal belief is, can you be a citizen of a state that isn't in operation? And that's been an argument going on for a long time. I know people, I've been hearing this argument for at least 15 years. You know, I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm a state citizen. I'm renouncing all my U.S. citizenship stuff. I don't want to give away the answer totally.
I think you did. Oh, well.
But you don't want to.
I expected callers already. No one's called in.
But you don't want to, you know, you have people you can't hop out of one thing. You know, I'm not a U.S. citizen, and therefore but I am a state citizen. Well, where's your state? Where's your body politic? Where do you go? You mentioned you have to have political rights. What political rights do you have now that you can exercise, that are recognized? And this gets to the concept of, well, if we want to be state citizens, this nation was founded upon the principle.
You mean union, don't you? Union?
Right. This union of states And just to let everyone out there know, I am a product of my indoctrination into the public school system, and LB has dedicated himself to try to retrain me. And when he hears that I talk about this nation we live in, he will constantly tell me union, and he's correct.
It is a nation externally, yeah.
Yeah, it is a nation composed of demi-sovereign nations. Not totally sovereign nations, but I think I read one court case that called it demi-sovereign.
I've seen nations with clip sovereignty.
And the reason is that because we give up our right to wage war as an individual sovereign. We can only do it collectively. In other words, Texas can't go to war with Canada. Something of that nature. We have to go as a complete body. We waive our right to print our money. And I think the federal government waived that also back in the 30s, or the teens, I guess it was.
Something to that effect.
But we're not totally sovereign. We're demi. I always thought of semi-sovereign, but the term I've seen is demi-sovereign. So, again, the issue just gets down to how do we get our states back? Well, number one is, are they there? And are the states that are out there legitimate, lawful states of the American Union? Are those the states that we want to participate in, but just wearing the hat of state citizen rather than federal citizen, U.S. citizen? I know the research I found, every state I've gone to, you're required to be a U.S. citizen in order to vote there. And like here in North Carolina, you're not required to be a North Carolina citizen to vote in North Carolina. Well, then is this the state for North Carolinians? I mean, it just begs that question. Is this the state for North Carolinians if North Carolinians are not allowed to vote in here? Or it's not a requirement that North Carolinians, that you are a North Carolinian to vote in North Carolina.
Yeah,
and this is the quandary we're in. And
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
We have a caller from Texas, Will. Are you on? Let's give him a chance here, see what he has to say.
Oh, great. Am I on?
Yes,
Will,
sir.
You're on.
Ah, well, great. It's great to talk to you guys. I really am interested and impressed with the subject matter that John has on his radio talk show. I've studied this issue quite a while, especially with state citizenship and such. And I actually consulted Black's catalog of legal terminologies to find out what citizens' rights were. At one time at the University of Texas Law Library, and interestingly enough, I found out there was no such thing, that we operate under the legal concept of human rights and civil rights. And these are the things which Abraham Lincoln spoke of in his debates prior to the Civil War. And what we have now is that if we don't repeal the 1964 Civil Rights Act, then actually, those laws under the Civil Rights Act legally trump the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And you'll find that out in any court of law right up to the Supreme Court. So it's very important that we repeal the 1964 Civil Rights Act. They had very little to do with the Africans in our country.
Well, let me interject something here. That's just a branch of the problem, okay?
The root of the problem goes
much deeper than that. And,
I agree. I think it's a first step, a first necessary step. But, yes, I agree with you 100%.
I don't know if you can take that kind of baby step. The issues I center on is the 14th Amendment. And if you listen to my past shows, we talked about, or when I hosted with John as a guest host a couple weeks ago, we talked about the corporations having rights under the 14th Amendment. And there were two law reviews written by Yale. A while back, they're on the PAC website, which is pacandlaw.org. But you can go up there and read those two law reviews, and what they determined is the 14th Amendment fundamentally creates rights for corporations or protects them under due process. So anyway, if you want to hang on after the break, we can go. We've got a break coming up here.
I'd like to, yes.
Okay, good. And maybe you can answer the question.
We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Well, we're back on the National Intel Report. I'm sitting in for John Stettmiller today. My name's L.B. Bork. I run the PAC website. It's www.pacandlaw.org. John's with me today, John Ainsworth, that is, the infamous John Ainsworth, and man of knowledge. Anyway, Will, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Continuing.
And John is a man of knowledge, indeed.
Yes, he surely is.
My point is that as long as we operate under the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the 14th Amendment, all the amendments, and the Constitution are not legal documents. And until we can get rid of the Civil Rights Act of 64 and operate once again under American statute law, then we can illegally address the issues, inconsistencies or inequities in various amendments. But right now, all those are documents of antiquity. They don't have legal binding at all. What has legal binding, according to Black's Catalog of Legal Terminology, is the concept of civil rights and human rights, which encompasses all humans and is not exclusive to American citizens. Therefore, that even shuts down a class action suit. And the first thing they'll tell you when you go to court is, no, you're violating human rights and civil rights.
Yeah, let me interject there. John and I have about 30 years under our belts combined, and I think we'll concur that we'll disagree with you.
I disagree, okay. Yeah. And the reason is respectfully disagree.
Right.
Because, I mean, I think you're dealing with a multitude of issues here. One is you're dealing with a lot of United Nations stuff of the human rights, basic, you know, human rights stuff that's been coming out of the UN. So in that aspect, you're dealing with that front. Which takes us back to, you know, virtually every state is resolved to attain one world government, and we're actively involved in that. But the real issue goes back further. Now, again, you had the original Civil Rights Act of 1866, which the Civil Rights Act of 1968 is founded upon, and make that
do something.
Bring 1866, bring the rights that these people had in 1866 up to 1868 or 1968.
Yes.
But the issue is we've got to go back and attack the root. And again, we can't attack the issues that have been created by the initial problem. Look at the 14th Amendment.
I'm a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and I agree with you 100%.
Right, and I'm a past member. I've actually lapsed with the SCV.
SCV is an apolitical organization. I understand.
Well, they try to be.
Depending
on which group you're with, I guess.
Indeed.
But one of the things that is you're talking about equality under the law. Also, is that we're all equal under the law. Equal under the law. There's two types of equality under the law. There is equal. We're equal under the law regardless of God, or we have, you know, our God-given rights, or we're equal under the law. And in this nation, we had equality based upon God's laws, and now we have equality regardless of God.
Well,
and this is where equal rights, like the homosexual movement and things of this nature, happened. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, I don't really get involved with the religious aspects of it. The legal terms that can be used to bring a brief before the Supreme Court, the word citizen and citizens' rights can't be used because the way the 1964 or 68 Civil Rights Acts are worded, they supersede American citizen law, and that's according to Black's catalog.
Well, this is why we have.
So we can't. We don't have a group of people that are legal citizens. Period. To bring a suit to change these.
This is why we have Thursdays on National Intel Report, is to get citizens organized together.
Okay.
because the issue that we're missing here is that an unconstitutional act creates no office. And the issue is that the Reconstruction Acts have never been ruled upon. If we look at all the court cases, Congress actually proposed legislation. Now, this legislation was never passed, but they proposed legislation that would forever forbid the Supreme Court from ever ruling on the constitutionality of Reconstruction. Well, they had no authority to do that. And of course, they didn't pass those, but it shows their intention. And so the Reconstruction Acts are the 14th Amendment. They are the implementation of civil rights over the top of our state rights. Civil rights, federal civil rights, which have become really national civil rights, have been superimposed over our nation because of this principle that Congress has the authority to conquer states, create new states, and then rule them as they so choose. And they stated that in 1867. That's what they were going to do.
You're absolutely right. As far as I understand it, you're absolutely right, and I do agree with you 100%. We are, in fact, legally, in my opinion, a militarily occupied territory.
We are.
And, correct. I agree with that.
That's the fact. I've got to run, gentlemen. It's great to talk to you, and
thanks for calling in.
And I'll call again. And John, you're the greatest. I didn't mean to disagree with you, but I enjoyed
talking
to you so much.
Not a problem, Will. Enjoyed it.
Yep. We'll be back in a few minutes. Robert's up from Virginia. Hopefully, you can answer the question.
Listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Bottom of the hour on the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Statmiller today, I'd like to thank John once again for letting us do this on Thursdays. He's a great man for doing that. And I'd like to also tell you to visit the Trading Post, the Republic Trading Post. You can get a lot of good information and items off that. So take a visit there. Anyway, this is L.B. Bork. And I got John Ainsworth with me, and I think Robert from Virginia's on the line. Why don't you bring him up and Let's see what he has to say about why you can't be a state citizen with the 14th Amendment in place. It's a simple answer. And then John basically covered it in the last half hour.
Well,
Robert, you're there. Okay.
Yes, sir. That's not the reason I called, but I'll go ahead and throw my answer out for that real quick, because there are no legitimate state governments in place, so you have no state to be a citizen of.
Bingo. That's it.
Hey, wait a second. There's an exception there. There's one legitimate state out there.
North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I take exception here. I stand corrected.
Come on.
The main
guys.
Reason I called is just to make a quick comment, and that comment is because I've been listening to Mr. Ainsworth talk for the past year and a half on RBN, and he does say nation a lot, and it cringes my insides when he says it. But anyway, my comment is to a comment that John made earlier, that the states aren't absolutely sovereign, and that's true under the Union of 1789, but the states have the full absolute power of to opt out of that union through an ordinance of secession, and then they do obtain their absolute sovereignty. So I just wanted to clarify that.
And you're right, and you're right in an original sense, but after that supposed war that we had to preserve the Union, they took away even that right from this nation, this union, well, this nation, this conglomeration of whatever it is we've created. Monster, that's what I'll call it.
So what an oxymoron, a war to preserve a voluntary union. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, and you're free. You know, when you lose, you're free. You're a free state. And again, that is the Soviet model. I mean, the Soviets did not come out with this model of making this Iron Curtain state that once in, you can't get out. Abraham Lincoln set that one up. And we can't get away from that. You know, the Soviet Union, when Czechoslovakia tried to get out of from behind the Iron Curtain in 1968, and Moscow sent tanks in, where did they get the original example to do that from? Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln said a good one.
Yeah. But you know, that's our greatest president, you know.
Talking about the European Union right now and the Euro dollar. We had our Euro dollar back when they instituted the Constitution. So it's just the same principles or same plans in a different area, you know. You know, people will argue that the Constitution of the United States of America is the greatest document ever written because it did give true freedom. Well, I disagree with some of the principles of the Constitution also.
You had men like George Mason and others who refused to even sign it in Philadelphia when it was originally drawn up. So that's
correct
there. And then you go into anti-federalist writings and why they were so fearful of that union, the way it was set up under the Constitution. They have legitimate arguments which have come to pass.
Well, I agree. And you can read the Anti-Federalist Papers to find out a lot of that information. I think John and I concur that there are problems with the Constitution. And I don't know if he agrees with me on this, but basically it was an elitist way to control their commerce and make money. What they did with the original Constitution, eliminate taxation between states so they could
freely trade
between the states. And, you know, the main way a country or a nation or state makes money is through its import taxation and export taxation. And they took that away from the states, which in turn, you know, the states had to turn to the citizens or inhabitants, as they call them in the Constitution. They call them both, to make that tax base. So there are some problems, and I agree, but we're taking baby steps in regard to maybe correcting that problem. And the main problem is, as you stated, Robert, we've been disenfranchised. We can't vote anymore. Mm-hmm. So you can't be a citizen of something that doesn't really exist, except for North Carolina, of course. But anyway, if you want to give your name to Paul on the board, you got a free Red Amendment coming. Give your name and address.
Before you do that, I had a couple other things I wanted to say really quick. First off, I wanted to tell Mr. Ainsworth if he wanted to take my cell phone number and contact me later. Me and some friends of mine are interested in reestablishing the state of Virginia here soon. I've been living as an individual sovereign, and I know some guys reject that idea, but I myself have been living as an individual sovereign traveling with no license, without my car's not registered, no inspection sticker, no county sticker, because in Virginia you need that stuff. And I have my own tag on my car that says sovereign person, no trespass, and they don't even mess with me. In 4 months, I've yet to even been in court. I haven't even been pulled over but once, and that was just routine. Have a good day, sir. But I wanted to talk to you about that as well, but mostly about the reestablishing the state of Virginia, because I've been listening to y'all for a long time, and I like what you're doing more than anyone else.
Well, thanks,
thank you.
Hey, I'll do this, since I do it anyways. I'll give my phone number out, Robert, and you can call me. That way you don't have to put your number out over the air here. My phone number, which I ask everyone to call, because again, this is a movement we've got to get excited over, it's area code 704-563-4554. And, you know, feel free to call me. I'm pretty approachable. And you can call me. Tonight's not a good night because I'm busy from now until 11 o'clock tonight.
That's
but tomorrow or the next day, you know, feel free to give me a call. And we'll get started because Virginia's right up the road. I think everyone knows I went to Tennessee this last weekend up there. And
yeah, how'd that go this weekend?
Well, had 28 guys or 28 people. Showed up and to organize Tennessee. Now I think they're not really quite ready to organize. I'm not sure the knowledge base is there yet. So I think we're going to have a couple seminars coming out of that. One for the eastern part of the state and one for the western part, because they did have a guy drive from the eastern part of the state and it was over 300 miles, and so they do need to do that. So I'm going to be giving seminars up there if those guys see if they can get that put together, and then guys from Virginia and Kentucky and Arkansas and Mississippi,
yeah,
Alabama.
It'd be really
all
nice to have all the states close by do that.
Right, and I'll put that information out if the regular
friend. I know people in South Carolina as well that I'm quite close with that I maybe could get something moving down there as well.
Right.
We'll talk
great
about it. You guys
that's what
keep
we
up
need
work, and you're doing an excellent job.
Thanks, Robert. It's guys like you that make it worth it, man. We need people to get excited and want to do something about it.
Yes, I agree. Anyway, I don't think there's any more callers, so we can continue on discussion here. What do you want to cover now, John?
We will ramble on. Well, again, I think the way you started the show out is these Thursdays are designed for remedy. And, you know, we need to be challenged. You know, we've got callers out there. And the phone number here to call in on, it's 800-313-9443.
Thanks,
you know,
I forgot
us
to
up
mention that.
Yeah, call us up and challenge us on these things. We don't need just a bunch of yes men saying, oh, I agree with you. No, I like that. You know, don't get me wrong. But we need people who will call in and challenge that. You know what, I see a little flaw here. You know, what about that? Because probably there's a good possibility we might be able to answer it. We've been looking at, between LB and myself, we've been looking at this long enough that there are a lot of these questions that might be lingering in your minds. We've got answers to. But I'm not saying we have all the answers. You know, we're perfecting our argument even in this. And that's what we want people to do. We want people to get on board and help focus. I think LB and I were just talking about this. We need to get this community focusing like a laser beam on one point. You know, we've got this community who knows there's something wrong in our country. We know there's a problem, and we're not focused like a laser beam in one direction. We got one person going over here, you know, going into the strict, I'll just pick some things, you know, the UCC direction, the straw man direction, the Pembina Indian direction, it's all about the Federal Reserve, it's all about the Social Security, it's all about, you know, and we got people spending countless hours in these directions, and some of these directions have some validity to them.
Or real validity, but they're just part of the problem.
Some real validity to them. And we're not saying that all of these positions are terrible, but if they don't look at the original problem as a common problem, which we say is the Reconstruction Act, where Congress basically said they had a right to annul states, conquer them, reduce them to territories, deny them representation in the Senate in violation of Article 5, put amendments to the Constitution in front of these states and demand that they pass them or never have representation in government again. In other words, always be reduced to a territorial condition subject to Washington. I mean, these vile situations took place, and these were in times of peace also. And so, you know, unless we can all start looking at this time frame, and I get a lot of people telling me, you know, oh, that's 130 years ago. A lot of water has passed under the bridge since then. You know, we're living in the 21st century. We can't go back there. And I disagree totally. I absolutely disagree.
I disagree also.
We can go back.
Yeah, we can't or can't?
We can't. You know me better than ask that question.
I know. Anyway, we were talking this morning a little bit on the phone when you called earlier. And we were talking about the USA versus U.S. principle. And
right.
You mentioned at the top of the hour when I didn't come on for some reason or another about people bouncing around, okay? I've heard, you know, a lot of arguments, and I really didn't know what the truth was until I did my own research. And I came
right.
to the same conclusion you did, okay? There's some people out there that thinks the 14th Amendment only applies to the Negro race, or the ex-slaves, if you want to refer to them as that. And the United States didn't go de facto until the incorporation of D.C. in, was it 1971? Or 1871, rather, yeah. And Americans did not become citizens of the United States until they accepted a Social Security card. I know those principles are being pushed by some people out there now, and I totally disagree with them because I've seen all these arguments or positions the past 12 years I've been doing this, and I've determined, yeah, they're parts of the problem, but they're really not the problem.
And I want to address this one thing also because, I mean, again, the citizen of the U.S. versus citizen of the U.S. of A concept, which, you know, Ed Waller and Keckley, are putting out. I've talked to Ed about this. And Ed and I, we've been in heated discussions about this book. But we still get along. I don't agree with Ed totally on that. I have large problems with some information they have in there. Basically, what is the origin of the problem? They do not see it as Reconstruction of the 14th Amendment for the reason that it's never been ruled upon. And that's my point, is that it's never been ruled upon because, you know, they've had this iron-handed military style government out there, martial law, forcing the people to do things against their will. So, I mean, we've got to, if we want our governments back, we've got to go in that direction. But I want to say this, again, is I'm working as hard as I can, you know, not to divide us up. Ed and I still get along. We've had some heated debates over this book of how we see the problems in America, and we do not agree, but we've got to still try to work it out. There's some premises in there of the Civil War. And I told Ed, I said, I feel you guys take the federal revisionist view of the war, where you see the Reconstruction and the 14th Amendment kind of as this necessary evil that needed to take place. And I said, we can't go there. I don't think we can. And he says, well, they feel they can because it's water under the bridge. But again, I don't want to get a whole lot into what Ed would say and I say, because Ed needs to speak for himself on those situations. And the conversation I had with Ed earlier today, you know, just about an hour or so ago, was that we're going to try to get with some of these guys and see if we can come to some sort of consensus on what's going on, because again, we've got to quit dividing this movement up, but we can't just have all sorts of information out there that doesn't focus on the real root of the cause. And I'm not sure Ed's focusing on the real root of the cause.
Right. Another example of people that have used things that are off point or whatever. The 861 position, when I got into this movement back in the mid-90s or earlier 90s, that was an argument by some people. So it was rebirthed a few years later, you know, and we find out that it doesn't work again. And I'm talking about the Title 26 tax code, our IRC, Internal Revenue Code, Section 861. And you know, here it is brought up again, and it doesn't work. So we have to stop doing this. I mean, it's continually wasting time. We got to get to the root of the problem and fix it. And that's basically what we're talking about today.
And that's where we got to go. We've got to get to the root, and we got to focus on it. You want to go to the caller, or do we have time to do that?
Oh, you know there's a caller? I didn't know
that. Oh, yeah, I see Fritz
that.
There in Florida. Fritz in Florida, what do you have to say today?
I just wanted to mention the fact, and I'm not sure what the situation might be about being joining in the into the selective service where you allegiance yourself to the United Snakes, if I may say that. And
then, I'll tell you what, Chris, we got a break coming up.
Yeah.
Let's hold that thought until the other side of the break, and we'll bring you right back up.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hey, we're back. This is the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller, but I'm not John Stadmiller. This is L.B. Bork. I'm co-hosting today with John Ainsworth. We have Fritz from Florida on the phone continuing the discussion here. You want to continue, Fritz?
Yes. First, let me say I make apologies to none for addressing them as the United Snakes. And the fact of this selective service that they compel and fraudulently induce, let's say, young men or and women into being allegiance to the United Snakes. How is that? With the U.S. With a citizen, where a U.S. citizen is deemed an enemy of the United Snakes. And I just want to make light of the fact that in Valentine's, if you go to subject under S, subject to the jurisdiction of, that Indians and children of enemies are not subject to the jurisdiction of. So if I say our parents were deemed to be U.S. citizens, whether they naturalized or born here, and I'm not sure about those term, that term naturalized either, then we, being born here, shouldn't be subject to the jurisdiction of snakes, United or not.
Don't use that terminology anymore. We're trying to be more professional here, if you would.
I call them as I see them and as I know.
You can call them insurgents. I don't mind that term. But anyway, in answer to the question, this is all conducive of the 14th Amendment and what's happened after, you know, and during the Civil War, and that's what we're trying to get across to people. There was a man called, I think it was Francis Bellamy, that came up with the Pledge of Allegiance back in the, I think it was like 1892, if I remember correctly, and that's where the Pledge of Allegiance came from. Of course, and under international law and American law, particularly, we owe allegiance to our states. What they tried to do is transfer that allegiance to the United States to repair any of the so-called damages that the United States or the Union, suffered during the so-called Civil War. But in the original premise of the Union, everyone owes allegiance to their state. And I had another discussion with a woman friend of mine this morning, and several other people have problems with that also. But one of my good friends, Brother Gregory, who I promote on the PAC website, and he's got an awesome site himself, His Holy Church is his site. But he goes over these issues also. And he has no problem with the Union prior to the Civil War. You could be a member of the state and hold your civil societies, for lack of a better term, without being subject to the United States. And again, this is all problematic of the 14th Amendment system and the Reconstruction Acts prior to that. I guess we got a break coming up here at the top of the hour.
But
I'd like to have you join us back.
But the 14th Amendment is a fraud.
Well, I agree with that, but it's in place.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on, Fritz. We'll talk about that on the other side of the hour.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.